The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And again, if you're expecting John Stadmiller, he's a little bit under the weather. And we wish him get well as quickly as possible. My name is Michael Rivero, and I hang around here from time to time. Now then, we're talking about the economic news. Donald Trump campaigned on a promise to bring our jobs back to the United States of America. He is trying to do so. But unfortunately, the numbers are rather depressingly small, and he's not able to keep up with all of these large American corporations who are being forced to slash their staffs and close stores because of the realities of our economic situation. And even with the best of intentions, I am not sure that Donald Trump is actually going to be able to change our economic future in a significant way outside of perhaps nationalizing the Federal Reserve or taking direct control of it the way Vladimir Putin took control of Russia's central bank. And they've been doing a lot better ever since then. Right now in the United States of America, there are more than 90 million legal American citizens willing and able to work who have not been able to find jobs for months, if not years. That's how bad it is out there. Between 2001 and 2015, California by itself lost over a half million jobs to China. And so when you hear about Ford is bringing back 10,000 jobs, it sounds really good, but it's a drop in the bucket of what's really going on out there. And I think we need to really question the move toward automation, because that's taking jobs away. You hear all these retailers who are closing stores and going out of business, declaring bankruptcy. And here's a reality that everybody needs to remember. Your employees collectively are also collectively your customers. If you take their jobs away and you send it overseas or you replace them with a robot, they are not going to have the money to come into your shopping malls and buy whatever it is you're selling. And that's such an obvious reality. It amazes me that our nation's top economic leaders and money junkies don't seem to get it. And they keep pushing in that same direction of, we've got to lower costs, so we're going to fire all of our employees. Where are we going to get customers? Oh, there's always customers out there. No, there aren't. And they got a hard lesson on that these last few years. It was a terrible, terrible holiday shopping season. And they did it to themselves. Now, right now, somebody had an article saying they're expecting Sears may be gone in 2 years' time. Personally, I don't think they're going to make it to another Christmas. It's amazing. All right, now then, getting on over to the European Union and immigration. Poland's PIS party leader, Jarosław Kaczyński, is saying the European Union must reform if it is to survive. And what he's calling for is the exact opposite of what Brussels is talking about. Brussels is talking about a federalized European Union, where all these member nations are reduced to the level of states and all power concentrated in Brussels. And Jarosław is going the other direction. He says you need to strengthen those nation states and reduce the jurisdiction of Brussels. And he's absolutely right. And you need to keep in mind that the European Union was sold to the Europeans as a free trade free travel block, and that was it. That's what they bought into, the ability to travel anywhere in Europe without a passport, the ability to carry out trade within the European Union without tariffs and all this other. That's what they bought into. They never expected to see what happened in Brussels, this metastatic super government forming over them. And they got the wake-up call in 2007 with the Treaty of Lisbon, which basically said, aha, we got you now. But the European Union is in trouble. The euro is in trouble. More and more countries are talking about leaving the European Union the way Great Britain is in the process of doing. Angela Merkel, who is still fully on board European Union, New World Order, global government, has actually traveled to Poland trying to keep Poland's government from starting their own move to leave the European Union. Now, as you know, the appeals court in San Francisco just finished hearing arguments on Donald Trump's travel ban. And it is a travel moratorium. It's not a permanent ban. It's only for 90 days. And the corporate media is being very disingenuous when they talk about it's a Muslim ban. No, it isn't. The word Muslim does not even appear in the executive order. It is a ban on travel from specific countries known to be hostile to the United States because we've been bombing them, known to be hotbeds of terrorism. And if you're in one of those countries and you're coming to the United States of America, it doesn't matter what your religion is, you will have some difficulty at the border, whether you are Muslim, Christian, Jewish, atheist, Pastafarian, Scientologist. It's going to be the same treatment. It is not, in fact, a case of religious discrimination. If you are coming from a country not on the list, you're not going to have a problem. Canadian Muslims are still flipping back and forth over the border without any difficulty whatsoever. So the judges have heard the arguments, and we're being told they're going to come up with a decision sometime soon. And I can imagine that if they decide that Donald Trump's travel moratorium is in fact constitutional, that we're going to see the snowflakes and the crybabies and the buttercups and especially all of the illegal immigrants start more riots. But the law is on Donald Trump's side. Title 8, Section 1182F, it's 65 years old. It's been used by other presidents. Nobody ever complained about it before. And it states quite clearly, whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. Title 8, Section 1182F plainly authorizes President Trump to declare a temporary moratorium on the entry of classes of aliens for national security purposes. And that's exactly what he did. And he expressly cites that section of federal law in his executive order. And this judge in Seattle was flagrantly ignoring the law in issuing a temporary stay, and may have actually made things worse, because now we're going to get this situation. Well, the judge in Seattle says that Trump can't do this, and these other judges said he can. Well, we don't have to listen to the judge. And there's going to be more of this rioting, which I think is part of George Soros' plan for a color revolution in the United States. Because we're seeing all this effort to kick up riots, whether it's at Berkeley or UC Davis or all of these places, New York, NYU, same thing. It's all over. We're seeing the same repeated pattern we saw in so many other countries that have been brought down with the color revolution, such as Ukraine. But I do not think it's going to succeed here. Because anytime anybody wants to change the governmental system, especially something as draconian as bringing down the legitimate elected government and replacing them with a junta, you have to have the popular support of the general population. You must have it. And Soros and these people don't have it. That's what happened when they tried a new color revolution in Iran back in 2009. They weren't able to win popular support, and the whole thing fell apart. And when we see on TV these thugs going on out screaming the F word, did you see that video? Preschool teacher screaming the F word, saying, you got to give us your money. We got to start killing people. All of this stuff. That's not going to win the support of the general American population. The American people are getting disgusted by this childish behavior. And if Soros and his color revolution people cannot win the popular support of the general population, this is doomed to fail. The only question is how many people are going to have to be hurt, how much property will have to be destroyed before it's finally brought to an end. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Chris in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Why, thank you, Michael. I thought I'd let you know that, from my perspective, that judge that is not obeying the law is likely in treason and judicially making laws and activists from the bench.
Well, a lot of judges like to do that, but they're not actually allowed to do that. And exactly. I think the temporary stay, well, he only issued a temporary stay, not a final ruling. And the stay was only until the three-judge appeals panel could hear the case, which they just got done doing. The real issue is going to be if the three-judge appeals panel tries to rule that Title VIII is no longer the law of the land. And they very well might. I mean, unfortunately, our court system has become politicized to the same extent as the corporate media, the university system itself, and who knows what they're going to do.
Well, in fact, it's become an activist judiciary. They're being hostile to the American people. They're anti-American. They're actually left-wing terrorists masked as judges. I just left the Las Vegas Lloyd George building on floor 7C, and they had it clearly posted in the lobby that you couldn't take cell phones or electronic devices into the courtroom. However, I wasn't going into the courtroom. I was going to wait in the lobby, since I had a cell phone with me, for the individual I was looking for to come out. And they changed the policy on the fly. As soon as I got there, they informed me you couldn't have them on the floor anymore. So the policies are changing to adapt to specific discriminatory activities to exclude people who might not be wary of what the regulations are before they arrive, and commonly brought to discriminatory removal or dispatching. I heard they actually arrested one today for not having a credible ID and claimed that he was in violation and arrested him.
Well, it is out of control, and one of the hallmarks of a tyranny and a dictatorship is when you start seeing laws selectively applied, or as you say, they're just making the stuff up on the spot. And if you refuse to go along with them, you know, you can be in trouble. But under the Constitution, judges are not allowed to just create laws out of thin air. Neither are security guards. And this kind of behavior, if it's tolerated, it leads to the disintegration of society.
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. You're spot on. It's important to remember that Gloria Navarro, the Chief Justice here in the Federal District in Las Vegas, is a Harry Reid appointee, an associate terrorist, a true terrorist to the American people. And so I'm not surprised at anything that I see coming out of this particular court. So thank you very much, Michael. I think I'll go now.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now then, poll is out. Showing that only 20% of Europeans are in favor of this migration program. So all of these European Union leaders who are out there saying, yes, we're welcoming the migrants and the refugees, they're not supported by the general population. And right now, the common sense approach is if you're tired of the refugees, it's time to end the U.S. wars of aggression that made them refugees and bring peace to the region and let them go home. That's it. Now, 100 years ago, President Theodore Roosevelt essentially banned Muslim immigration to the United States. Now, in his case, it was a proclamation that banned anybody who practiced or believed in polygamy from coming into the United States of America, and it may have been targeted more on the Mormons than on Muslims. But Muslims, even those who are just have a single spouse, by their religion, believe in polygamy. And so they were affected by Theodore Roosevelt's ban as well. Nobody complained back there. Now, as you know, more than 120 tech companies up there in Silicon Valley signed a legal brief basically opposing Donald Trump's travel moratorium. And it turns out that the costs of putting together this brief and collecting the signatures was picked up by Google, which is getting very, very political. As a side note, a lot of people were asking what had happened to the former CEO of the Clinton Foundation, Eric Braverman. Was he found in Fort Myers Park? Turns out he's still alive and well, and he is now working for Google. So we can take his film, his picture off the milk carton here. The New York Assembly, following the pattern that's going on out in California, is now considering declaring New York State a sanctuary state, even though it puts New York on a collision course with the White House. California is doing the same thing. It's almost like they're already drawing up the lines for a civil war here. And here's where it gets really bizarre. Out in California, there was a hearing before the California Senate's Public Safety Committee. The Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon came on out and admitted half of his family is residing in the United States illegally using falsified Social Security cards and green cards. And he's out there saying, if Trump is allowed to move forward with immigration reform, half of my family would be eligible for deportation. Yeah, because they're here illegally. And it's not racist to say this, because illegal isn't a race. It's a legal condition. Now, here's the situation. There is a way to become a legal resident or citizen of the United States. There's a legal process you can follow. And for those who follow that process, welcome. I hope we're not too bad a disappointment to you based on your image of America from movies and TVs around the world. But had Kevin DeLeon's family decided to come in through the legal immigration process, they would not be eligible for massive deportation. These individuals made a bad choice. Of course, in the context of being told, nobody's enforcing immigration anymore. Just come on over, get free stuff, vote Democratic, and you'll be fine. Only Hillary lost, and that's why they're in trouble. But they made this decision themselves to violate the laws of the United States of America, and for the President Pro Tem of the California Senate to get up there and say, feel sorry for us and help us protect these illegal immigrants from deportation, shows you just how dangerous this immigration process has become for the United States of America itself, where you have people who are in violation of the law, in harboring illegal aliens, in positions of power in the state government, because it is illegal under U.S. law to facilitate, conceal, employ, or house an illegal immigrant. And I think this idea that everyone's out there saying, oh, feel sorry for these people, feel sorry for these people. If they don't have good lives where they came from, let them go back home and start to work to make their countries better. I mean, it's not like the United States is a great place anymore. Anybody who's driven down our highways knows how badly our nation is falling apart. I'll tell you one thing I think Donald Trump should do, because he's talking about his infrastructure. I think Donald Trump, using his authority as president, should issue an interest-free currency like John F. Kennedy's United States notes and fund the infrastructure improvements with that. And according to Ellen Brown, that would cut the cost of these infrastructure projects in half. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the immigration problems over there in Europe. Now, a few days ago in Sweden, a police officer who was about to retire and not in fear of losing his job went public saying that the refugees into Sweden have brought with them a huge crime wave. And the authorities are trying to cover it up because they're still pushing this blending of all people together for the New World Order. And this officer was, of course, declared a racist. You know, it's racist to point out that the refugees are committing crimes. Not if they're really committing the crimes. I mean, that's ridiculous here. And so following that brouhaha, a second Swedish police officer has come on out public saying, yeah, there is a migrant crime cover-up by the Swedish government. And he got support from some other police officers who came out and said, yeah, what this guy is telling you is what's going on. They're having to deal with it every single day. Now, over in Germany, the German government actually passed a law that when Germany's media reports on a crime, they're not allowed to mention if the perpetrator is a refugee or a migrant. Das ist verboten. So, sometimes you have to wonder about these politically correct people. One of the big problems we've been dealing with in this country is that our entire educational system has stopped being about education and has become all about indoctrination, getting you to believe certain things to make it easier to control you. You'll believe in human-caused global warming. You'll believe that corporate media is truthful. You'll believe independent media is a bunch of kooks and nuts and tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists. You'll believe doctors are always putting your health as the top priority. You'll believe bankers and politicians are honest. You'll believe our government is good and all the other governments are evil. Those beliefs are the chains that hold free minds slaves. And that's not what education is supposed to be for. I mean, I know that was the reality behind the so-called Prussian model of public education. But over in Greece, they've taken it one step too far. They're dumping the teaching of classical texts to make room for students to study gender and sexuality. Because after all, Socrates and Aristotle and Plato, it's just a bunch of old white guys. You don't want to listen to anything they have to say. And they're going to be teaching about sexuality and get everybody confused as to which restroom they're supposed to be using. Again, just a practical question. What possible job opportunities are going to open up for these kids with this as their education slash indoctrination? It's like the liberal colleges in the United States of America. Those kids are in debt for $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 for their education. How are they ever going to pay it back? You can only have so many art history majors making money. They're almost de-emphasizing job skills that would actually allow them to get out of debt. Science, engineering, it's amazing. Just how bizarre it really is. Now, apparently over in Denver, there was a tragedy last month. Police officer Scott Von Lanken, 56-year-old, was shot and killed by a gentleman named Joshua Cummings, his former U.S. Army sergeant. And what really makes this kind of bizarre is that apparently he had converted to Islam. And he'd become radicalized to the point where his own mosque contacted the Department of Homeland Security and said, you need to watch this guy. And the Department of Homeland Security did absolutely nothing. And this police officer is dead as a result. Your tax dollars at work. Isn't it amazing all these organizations and institutions within the government that don't actually seem to do their job? Look at all the cybercrime that's all over the country. Ransomware. Where's the NSA? Isn't it their job to be protecting America's IT infrastructure? Don't seem to do much about that, do they? All righty, we're coming up on another commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about latest developments out of Fukushima, which for those of you living on the west coast of America and Canada, things are getting a little tense over there. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to our show here, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about here. I'm going to talk about Fukushima. Now, there are some very troubling developments going on over there, and by the way, I get a lot of email from people who live in the area and say, don't believe the government and TEPCO when they say it's perfectly safe and contained. A lot of people are getting thyroid problems. There are now websites out there that are just nothing but photos of all the deformed and mutated life that's found around this disaster. Now, last week it came on out, a couple of very alarming developments. They detected a record high level of radiation at Fukushima's number two reactor, 530 sieverts. This is a lethal dose. It can kill you almost instantly. Now, this new record at Fukushima is 70% higher than the worst day at Chernobyl. So this makes Fukushima the worst nuclear disaster in history, not that anybody had any doubt prior to that. Interestingly enough, the last high reading for radiation at Fukushima was read back in March of 2012, and it was only 73 sieverts. So what's going on? Part of the story is they're detecting holes in the foundation of the reactor. There's even concern that it might actually topple over into the ocean and that some of the melted fuel rods and structures are down in the ground at or even below the water table. Now, the reason this reactor design uses water is not just to transfer heat from the fuel cores to the turbines, the secondary heat exchanger. It's also because the water acts as a neutron moderator, meaning that in the air, neutrons emitted by these fuel rods are traveling too fast to be captured by other uranium atoms, triggering a chain reaction and fission. Water will slow them down. And so if the remains of these fuel rods are in fact getting saturated by groundwater, we might be seeing spontaneous, uncontrolled nuclear fission taking place underneath the ruins of this reactor, which would certainly explain why they're getting 530 sieverts per hour. And that is a serious problem. Now, for those of you who might be worrying, there is absolutely no possibility of a nuclear explosion because reactor fuel is enriched to 3 to 4%. Weapons-grade uranium is above 90%. They're far apart. We're not going to see a big, giant explosion, but we are seeing continuing radiation leaks. You ought to take your Google Earth, go over to Fukushima Daiichi, and as you pull out from the reactor complex itself, you will see for hundreds of acres around all of these giant containers. Some are cylindrical, some are rectangular. These are all holding the radioactive waste from trying to cool down the reactors. And it's very dangerous. They're letting some of it go into the ocean. They can't contain it all. If there were to be some kind of a fire at the plant or an airplane crashing into those containers or even just another major earthquake that ruptured them, that would be a serious, serious problem. Now, obviously, for those of us living out here in the Pacific, and for those of you who don't know me, I live on the island of Oahu. It's where I am right now. It's obviously an area of concern. We're very cautious about eating the fish out of the ocean. Back when Fukushima happened, I bought a radiation meter. And today, yesterday, I started taking readings again, and it is as hot as it was right after the Fukushima disaster. Now, there is a normal baseline. When you live in Hawaii, you're living on lava from extinct volcanoes, and lava has a natural baseline radioactivity to it. So we have to subtract that out. And it is still at a very, very safe level. But the fact that it's going up is very alarming, and we're going to be keeping a track on that. Now, if you are one of these people concerned about vaccine safety, you are probably familiar with a documentary called Vaxxed. And it shot to notoriety because it had originally been scheduled to be shown at the Tribeca Film Festival, which is co-founded by Robert De Niro, who has an autistic child. And apparently the Tribeca Film Festival's financial sponsors had interests in the pharmaceutical corporations, and they applied pressure to get the documentary pulled from the screening. Same thing happened over at the Houston International Film Festival. Same thing has happened in London with a scheduled screening there. Europe, on the other hand, is a little less tolerant of this cover-up on behalf of corporations. And apparently, the European Forum for Vaccine Vigilance is now sponsoring showings of the documentary in many locations around Europe. So word is getting out, even as the corporate media and the medical industrial complex are trying to keep a lid on this. Because vaccines are big business. It's a $30 billion a year business. That kind of money becomes a power of its own. A lot of people talk about the CDC and we can trust them. Not necessarily. The CDC holds patents on more than 20 different vaccines, off of which they make $4.5 billion every year. So it's not entirely certain that they can remain impartial and unbiased, especially when you recall that whistleblower who came forward to say that the CDC's report saying there was no link between vaccines and autism was an absolute fraud. They cherry-picked the data to come to a pre-desired conclusion. Now, over in Italy, there's been a research project using new technologies that has found many commercial vaccines are containing microparticles, nanoparticles of toxic metals. Heavy metal contamination. And the issue with the nanoparticles, the volume of material is very, very small. But the fact that it's in nanoparticles increases its surface area where chemical reactions can take place. And so there's a concern there because none of these materials that they found are listed on the ingredients list that comes with the vaccine, the package insert. And that package insert does need to be looked at very carefully. The maker of the DTaP vaccine actually admits it causes autism in their filings with the U.S. FDA. And they're saying this DTaP vaccine, which is diphtheria, tetanus, sometimes called the Tripedia vaccine, and it says adverse reactions include idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura, which I don't know what that means, but that's on the list, SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. In other words, this DTaP vaccine can literally kill a baby. What happens when the baby gets killed? They don't blame the vaccine. They claim the parents killed it with shaken baby syndrome, and they'll put these parents, already traumatized over losing their baby, into prison to protect that $30 billion a year business. Other side effects, anaphylactic reaction, cellulitis, autism is listed in there. Convulsion, grand mal convulsion. I mean, a whole list of these. You've got to read those package inserts. They don't want you to. They're printed on tiny pieces of paper with almost microscopic print, but by law they're required to have those there. And it's rather alarming to be living in a world in which the medical establishment is all about profitability, even at the expense of the health of the population. Because our medical industrial complex is operating on the same moral level as the traveling Wild West medicine show salesman. We've all seen it in movies and TV shows and even authentic historic photographs. A guy will drive this garishly painted wagon into the middle of town, crank down the rear stage. There'll be a hoochie-coochie girl to draw the crowd in, and then the pitch man goes on out there and says, on the far side of the Great Plains, there is a plague laying waste to the Native American people, and it's coming this way. And unless you buy a bottle of Dr. Mike's Fix-Em, that plague will lay waste to you and your family. And scares the people into buying these bottles full of pepper oil or whatever else is in there. And the people drink the pepper oil, thinking they're saving themselves from a plague that doesn't really exist. The medicine show salesman skedaddles out of town. And that's basically it. Now, Bill Gates is a big supporter of vaccines. He's launching yet another program of fear-mongering. To try and get people to take all these vaccines. Bill Gates is on record as saying he wants to use mandatory vaccinations to curb human reproduction, population control. Now, I understand that there's a population problem, and there always will be because sex is a lot more fun than dying. The problem I have with everybody screaming for population control is they always want somebody else to die or to go without children. So anytime one of these population people comes up and says, oh, there's way too many human beings, and I say, you know, you could solve the problem. There's a tall building right over there. Feel free to jump off, try and hit a private central banker on the way down. Now then, there's a very alarming development, and it has to do with the oral polio vaccine. Apparently, they have been administering this in India, which formerly did not have polio. And then all of a sudden, these kids who got the oral polio vaccine are coming down with polio. Now, the problem has to do with an idea called an attenuated pathogen vaccination, where they take the pathogen, in this case polio, and they beat it up in a bar fight to weaken it. They put it in the vaccine. And the idea is that when it's injected into your body recognizes it's a pathogen, but it's weak and can't cause any damage, and your body develops antibodies to the pathogen, all will be well. Except it's already been established that the attenuated polio in the vaccine can return to full potency in the body. And that's what's happening here. Now, in the United States, amazingly enough, the medical establishment is out there ordering doctors to never use the word polio when they're describing this sudden rash of illnesses among kids who've been given the oral polio vaccine. They're being threatened. Doctors who mention polio are at risk of losing their medical licenses. That's how hard the cover-up is. Now, as you know, one of the things Donald Trump has done that I absolutely agree with is he's established a vaccine safety commission. And part of the motivation may be the his son, Barron Trump, who may be suffering from a mild autism spectrum disorder. And I'm not the only person who's saying that. Roseanne Barr was saying that. She said she recognized the symptoms because she, too, has an autistic child. It's an out-of-control epidemic. One out of every 56 children in the United States is diagnosed autistic after they get those vaccinations. At this rate of growth, by 2030, half of the children born in this country will eventually be diagnosed as autistic. That means half of the population will be unavailable to the workforce, and a significant portion of that available workforce will be tied up caring for these autistic individuals, unless something is done now. So Trump is putting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in charge of this Vaccine Safety Commission, and we're already seeing the pushback. Huffington Post, which is very liberal, came on out with a claim that Pew Research Center has found 82% of U.S. adults saying that healthy children should be required to get the triple vaccine, measles, mumps, and rubella, in order to attend school. Now, it's that triple shot, the MMR, that seems the most dangerous for autism. And what's really amazing, if you watch that documentary, Vaxxed, and by the way, if you have Amazon Live, you can see it as a pay-per-view. When it came on out that the danger seemed to be the triple vaccine, instead of offering the single shot vaccine so you could get the mumps shot this week and the measles shot next week and the rubella shot next month, they literally took the single shot vaccines off the market to remove the possibility of any choice whatsoever. Now, of course, Pew Research, you need to be very, very careful, because they were also running polls saying that Hillary Clinton was going to win last year's election in a landslide. Now, another story, this one coming out of Green Media, greenmedinfo.com. Scientists have now established the link between aluminum and the early onset of Alzheimer's disease. And what they found is, this is Professor Exley, scientist from Keele University in Staffordshire, said the problem is aluminum remains in the body. It accumulates. Your body cannot get rid of it. And it can lead to the early onset of Alzheimer's. I remember years ago when they said, you've got to stop using uncoated aluminum cookware. It's a problem. Here's where it gets really weird. Aluminum is used as an adjuvant in vaccines. What are these people thinking about? The mercury-based preservative thimerosal was banned officially in 1999. It's still in the vaccines. It really is out of control. And again, we're seeing the medical industrial complex is trying to get laws in every single state saying you will get a vaccination. And it's not just a vaccination. It's up to something like 37, 38 now. That's a huge, huge burden. And they're going to say, well, the amount of aluminum in a vaccine really isn't that major. And the same thing with the mercury-based preservative thimerosal. Maybe in a single shot, yes, but when you're being ordered by the government to hit your child with 37 different shots, that's a lot of mercury. That's a lot of aluminum. All for the sake of $30 billion a year. Now, you'd think that the pharmaceutical industry would clean up its act, but oh, no, 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 no. Following these scandals of skyrocketing the prices on pharmaceuticals, the PR Association, the Pharmaceutical Researchers and Manufacturers Association, has launched a $100 million advertising campaign called Go Boldly. It's a puff spot. It's corporate image that vaccines are good and people who make vaccines are good and people who get vaccines are happy and healthy. And it's absolute pure propaganda because they don't want to change what they're doing because it maximizes profitability. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be, been talking to my neighbor.
And welcome back to our show here, and a very alert listener pointed out, I misspoke, it is Rosie O'Donnell who has the autistic child. And commented on Barron Trump, not Roseanne Barr. So I made a mistake on that. Now then, you need to be very careful about your sources. It's all driven by money. And there's this article that came on out from deeprootsathome.com regarding WebMD, which is promoted as the most trusted online source of health information. And that may not be lasting much longer, because apparently back in 2010, WebMD ran a free online depression test. And as it turned out, the test was rigged so that no matter how you answered the questions, the system would tell you that you're at risk for major depression and you should discuss your options with your doctor. And to nobody's surprise, this fake test was sponsored by Eli Lilly, the maker of Cymbalta. And it was just a hoax to convince you you needed prescription antidepressants. And there is a problem with those antidepressants. First of all, the theory behind the SSRIs doesn't actually seem to work. And if you go over to a website called SSRIstories.org or SSRIstories.com, you will find all these case studies of people who've just been driven to bizarre behavior by these medications or worse coming off of them. All of the mass shooters the gun grabbers wave at us were either on or coming off of those medications. Now, more recently, the government has decided not to release this information, figuring we don't need to know if the medication we're taking for our supposed depression or ADHD might turn us into a cold-blooded killer, because that gets in the way of profitability. But it is a major, major issue. And I had a personal experience with these many, many years ago. I went to my doctor over a completely unrelated issue, and she asked me, how are you doing? Because I was going through the breakup of my first marriage. And I said, well, I'm not entirely cheerful. And she said, well, you need this. She gave me this. I don't even remember what it was. I wish I did. And for about 4 weeks, I was happy, and I was fun to be with, and I was popular. And in the fifth week, I had this horrible, horrible black crash. And the only way I got through it was I just sat there saying, it's just the chemical, it's just the chemical. And I flushed the rest of that stuff, and I will not touch those prescription antidepressants ever again. In fact, I'm getting almost Christian Science in my avoidance of orthodox medical treatments. And I prefer things like good nutrition, natural cures, nanosilver, things I can make myself and I know what's in there. Because it is just a big money-making operation. And the whole system needs to keep you chronically ill to maximize profits. We've got time for one quick phone call. Steve in California, aloha, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Michael, I just got back from the Santa Rosa Sanctuary City meeting there. I can give you more of a breakdown of that tomorrow, but I missed a good portion of the show. You mentioned about the drug inserts on the autism for the vaccine. Where can I find that insert?
It's in the box that contains the vaccine, and you have to ask the doctor or practitioner to show it to you because it's not something they'll normally give you. But the actual package that comes from the pharmaceutical industry, there is an insert in there with all the contraindications, or you can actually search it up on the FDA's database. It is out there to find, but you have to go looking for it. They're not going to volunteer
that
information.
That's what I'm looking for, because I understand it's in the insert in the box and everything. I thought there was maybe something posted online of the actual insert itself. Okay.
I believe that's actually what's at the FDA website there. Anyway, coming up on the end of the show, Steve. We're going to let you go here. And, wow, 5 hours of radio. Boy, do I need a coffee. There's the music. And so I'm going to sign off here. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And have a good evening.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.